Time to talk Cavs basketball with Tim Alcorn. It's brought to you by your Northridge Convenience Sunoco at Center Ridge and Barton Roads and by Tuffy Auto Service Center on Route 58 Northridge Road in Amherst. Out on the West Coast on this road trip that they sprung on us, the Cavaliers, for early in the season. Tim joins us. Up next for us, we've got the Clippers tonight. So we're excited about that. But let's look back at the win over Denver and the one that got this two-game winning streak underway as well, the Atlanta Hawks. Two different styles of wins. But talk about what commonality you saw in those two victories.
Well, first of all, Bruce, good morning, and thank you so, so much for moving this week's chat to this morning. If we had talked yesterday on our normal Tuesday schedule, I think I would have been going on about 90 minutes sleep. So I appreciate you moving this up to today. And yeah, two big wins, and as you said, two different kind of wins. Going back to Saturday, the Cavs really had to find some grit to win that one in the big fourth quarter led by Ricky Rubio. And that was a big win to kind of catapult them into this West Coast road swing. And then, as you alluded to, what a win on Monday night over Denver. The Cavs basically led that thing from wire to wire. Denver's last lead in the game was 7-6, about a minute or two into the ball game. So that was a dominant performance. Now, the Cavs and Denver were tied at 70 in the third, but then the Cavs just really put Denver away with a big run at the end of the contest. So two really quality wins, considering that Atlanta was in the Eastern Conference Finals last year, Denver was in the Western Conference Semifinals, and before their great player Jamal Murray got hurt, a lot of folks had them pegged to be in the NBA Finals. So those are two big wins, but as you alluded to when you started, this is a tough road trip, and it continues tonight in L.A. with the Clippers.
Well, before we talk about the Clippers, Jared Allen, about the Nuggets, he mentioned he thought last year they wouldn't have been able to pull that one off, but he thought the fourth quarter they were able to kind of hold them off. So that's kind of the maturity of the team you might be seeing.
I have one name and two words for you, Ricky Rubio. Of course, on draft night, everybody was thrilled with the selection of Evan Mobley, and he's been as good as advertised. But they also pulled that deal on draft night to get Ricky Rubio from Minnesota. What a veteran presence he has been off that bench. And, of course, he started for a couple of games when Darius Garland had that sprained ankle. So Ricky Rubio, along with Kevin Love, off the bench. Kevin led the team on Monday night in scoring. He had that great contest with 24. But those two guys, veteran leaders down the stretch, and correct, the Cavs probably wouldn't have won that game last year, but Love and Rubio really steadied the ship and just kept the guys on course. So, boy, those are really, really nice weapons to have coming off JB's bench.
I understand also Jared Allen's kind of been given the guy the responsibility of the scorer from the other team for the most part, at least with Jokic. And what's the plans for him going forward, I guess?
Well, Jared Allen, if you were listening on Monday night, and if the WEOL listeners were dialed in, he was in our man-to-man segment that Jim and I do during the pregame about that matchup with Jokic. And he said, yeah, it's man-to-man, but really the Cavs play a team defense where, as JB likes to say, it's positionless basketball. So there's a lot of switching. There's a lot of double teaming. And but Jared Allen is a defensive presence. And you hearken back to last year, Bruce, about whether the Cavs would have won that game. Also last year, the Cavs didn't have 3 7-footers on that front line when Allen, Mobley, and Markkanen are all in the lineup. So Jim has said repeatedly on the air, opponents are having a hard time figuring that out and how to beat that. So it's a real defensive plus for this basketball team.
How has Colin Sexton been faring over the course of the season so far?
Colin's been doing all right. It's, you know, it's interesting. He, for the past couple of years, has really carried the volume of scoring for the Cavaliers. And now with Mobley on board and Jared Allen seems to have upped his offensive game a little bit, Colin doesn't have to score 20 to 25 points every single night for the Cavaliers to have a chance. Monday night is a great example of that, Bruce. He had 14 points, but he had some big buckets down the stretch, and he also dished out some real pretty assists. So Colin Sexton, I mean, he's going to score. Don't get me wrong. But it isn't something where if he doesn't score, the Cavaliers are necessarily going to lose the basketball game. And that's a real blessing for this team because all of a sudden defenses just can't say if we stop Colin Sexton, we're going to win.
So let's talk about the Clippers tonight. We're on a two-game winning streak. They kind of, you know, early in the season for everybody, but what's the matchup going to be like tonight?
Well, L.A. at home, that's a tough matchup to begin with. They rolled up Portland on Monday night, the same night that we beat Denver. They beat Portland by about 30 points. I know Kawhi's status is questionable for tonight, so you don't want to see anybody get hurt, but if he can't go, that certainly would benefit the Cavaliers. But listen, this is a quality L.A. team. Of course, we know Tyronn Lue very, very well. He led the Cavaliers to their only championship back in 16, and he's the head coach of the Clippers. So very good basketball team, tough to beat at home, but the Cavaliers go in with some wind at their back with these two straight wins. I can tell you it was a bunch of happy guys that got on that plane late Monday night in Denver. They were feeling pretty good about themselves, and as they should, as we mentioned earlier, that's two quality wins. But you know, the NBA, especially the NBA road life, is a grind. And so, you know, you just got to take it. I know it's a cliche, but you do. You just have to take it one game at a time, and we'll see how tonight unfolds.
Well, we won't talk till next Tuesday, so let's look at the Lakers and Phoenix. You got one, and then what's up next? It's just going to...
Well, don't forget Charlotte on Monday night Bruce.
Sure, okay, right.
So, yeah, we've got, we're in L.A. for a while, so that's a good thing, at least even though it's two tough games, don't get me wrong. But we'll kind of settle in here for a few days with the Clippers tonight and then, of course, the Lakers on Friday night. And, listen, everybody knows about the Lakers with LeBron and Anthony Davis and the acquisition of Russell Westbrook and on. So, it's an older veteran team, but it's just loaded with winners and stars. And then as soon as the L.A. game is over, we head over to LAX and hop on a plane and, you know, make the quick flight over to Phoenix. But that's a back-to-back because we'll have the Suns on Saturday night. And, of course, they're the defending Western Conference champions. So that's another tough one. So the three games that remain out west will be huge challenges. And then I don't know who made up the schedule in the NBA offices, but to go from Phoenix to Charlotte to close out this road swing, four West Coast games, and yeah, we might as well add a fifth and fly you all the way across the country to Charlotte to play that one on Monday night. And the Cavs may be looking for a little revenge in that one. They lost to the Hornets in the home opener, and I think the Cavs feel they let that one get away. But Bruce, that's three games down the road, or four games down the road, I guess. So we'll worry about Charlotte on Monday.
How is the team going to like? I guess Evan Mobley might be sort of the star out in Hollywood, Los Angeles, right? I mean, one of the draft picks that the media out there probably wants to get a hold of, or at least talk to.
Oh, I would think that would definitely be the case. In fact, Jim and I were talking about that on the plane Monday night when we were coming into L.A. about the fact that, you know, listen, this is going to be special for Evan Mobley. He's a USC kid, 1 year at USC, so he played his college basketball right here, and he's a California kid, so this will be very special for him. And Jim and I were talking, and Jim said, yeah, it was real special for me the first time that I got to play in Milwaukee, because Jim's from Wisconsin and Mark. He said it is special, and you want your family and friends to see you do well, but after the first couple of minutes, it just settles into a basketball game. But I'm sure the interview requests with Evan Mobley will be pretty high here in the next couple of days.
Right, and if Ty Lue has any messages for LeBron, you can pick them up on Wednesday and deliver them on Friday. You need it to just as a carrier for that. Well, Tim, enjoy your time out there on the road trip. Hope you packed enough clothing and all that needs to be done.
I feel bad for the guy that had to load my bag onto the Cavs team plane. I think he had to be a world caliber weightlifter. There's a lot of clothes in that bag, but it's life in the NBA, and as long as the Cavs are winning games, it certainly is a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Well, we enjoy your call, you and Jim Jones on the call. We look forward to that for tonight against the Clippers. 10 o'clock pregame, tip 10:30.
That's correct for both tonight and Friday. The games in L.A. are 10:30 tips. So, hey, even with some high school football playoffs, you should be able to get with us on Friday night, correct?
That's absolutely right. We'll be able to bring that game to you right after our triple header of playoff gridiron clash. And in case you haven't been paying attention, Elyria at Cleveland Heights is the radio. Toledo St. John, Avon Lake is the stream 2. And on the mobile app, stream 3, Berea Mid Park at Brunswick will be the county matchup for that.
Yeah, I've been paying attention, and I wish all the teams in the Lorain County area the very best of luck. And before we hit the airwaves with the Laker game, I may even dial in that WEOL app just to see how the clubs are doing.